And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say, I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness, which creates and animates all things. Now, of course, understanding this powerful truth is one thing. Applying this incredibly empowering wisdom to everyday life, well, that's another, which is exactly why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week to help constantly remind you of what matters most. You are it. And I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I'm the one who will be here with you each and every Wednesday interviewing a different consciousness changemaker that is also out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can hear me discussing topics such as my favorite thought-provoking quotes, reading and discussing wisdom from empowering books, playing clips from various inspirational spiritual teachers, sharing a bit of mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and essentially digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a consistent basis. Also, I'm thrilled to announce that the Positive Head Podcast has a new sponsor. And it's a bit of a mouthful for me to explain all the juicy details, so if you've already heard this, feel free to skip forward about 2 minutes to get to today's episode. When I originally launched this podcast, I made a deal with myself that I'd never bring on a sponsor that I wasn't extremely excited about and that I didn't believe wholeheartedly could greatly benefit my audience. Well, fast forward a little over a year later to Burning Man 2016, where I caught the angelic lightworker Sonia Sophia from the World Tapping Circle facilitating a live tapping session for hundreds of people at once, many of whom, including myself, were either crying or laughing with joy from the emotional release the session had helped facilitate for them. At the end, as soon as I heard Sonia mention her incredible new online platform to help bring the powerful tool of tapping to people anywhere around the world, I knew I had to contact her. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with tapping, or EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, its praises have been sung by the likes of Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. Bruce Lipton, many, many other thought leaders in the consciousness community. It's an extremely powerful, quantum-level, self-healing tool based on the premise that emotional trauma contributes greatly to disease and illness, and by tapping on key meridians on your body while addressing those traumas, you can release the deeply ingrained energy blockages associated with them. I believe tapping is the perfect physical exercise to go along with the heart and mind work we're consistently doing on this podcast, and it's by far the simplest exercise I've seen to help remove people's energetic blockages. Now, the World Tapping Circle offers a lot of flexibility to join their healing circle, which takes place live every Monday night. I personally recommend signing up for the yearly plan and committing yourself to tapping for the next 12 months. Also, Sonia's team has been gracious enough to offer a huge 35% discount off the yearly plan to Positive Head listeners only. This is exclusively for this show. So if you'd like to sign up and receive the special Positive Head discount and get tapping immediately, simply go to worldtappingcircle.com/positive head. Hope to see y'all in circle. All right, all you positive heads, this week I have a very special guest with me here all the way from New Zealand, Jessica Reed. Jessica is a global clairvoyant, channel, and purpose fulfillment coach, and really happy to have her on the show. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. I'm so in such like a, one of those excitable moods where I'm just so ready to talk about amazing things.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Yeah, you got me excited. You know what? It's funny because I came into this interview and this conversation with you being in New Zealand. We had coordinated the time and then we just had our clock set back. And so we were off a little bit in our timing because of that. And then I was up really early today. And so I came to this. I was like, oh, I'm kind of tired. And then when you got actually connected with me to talk here, you sounded kind of tired. I'm like, oh, how's your day? And Jessica, guys, Jessica just informed me she had one of the most mind-blowing experiences of her life just 30 minutes ago. So she's in this kind of interesting state, I guess you would say. But it sounded from the little bit you told me, it sounds like quite the experience. And it instantly energized me. I was like super, like kind of tired for, you know, and I'm normally pretty upbeat. Everyone knows that who listens to the show. But as soon as you told me like what just happened to you, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't, let me turn the mic on. Let's hear about this. But before we get into the details of what just happened to you, I'm going to start off with the question I always ask everyone. You're in an elevator. You have 10 floors to answer. The gal next to you looks over and says, what's your passion? What do you say?
Enlightening people, making people feel lighter. Definitely. Wow.
I like that. Mm-hmm. No wonder you're on this show. Well, well, Jessica, tell us. I mean, should we go right into what just happened? I mean, you really, sure. Guys, she was like pretty frazzled, but I think in a good way. But I haven't heard the details yet, other than just like, here's what happened to me. And I was like, oh, save it. I'm turning on the mic. And 30 minutes ago, most life, you know, mind-blowing life experience you've had, go.
Sure. So, yeah, my apologies if I sound a bit shaky or frazzled because I literally am. But if I were to try and explain it, basically what happened was, I mean, probably like 2 to 3 months ago, someone on Facebook literally just messaged me and said, I want to have a phone call and I have a message for you, basically.
Interesting.
And for so many weeks, like, he would message me and say, can we have a call? And I would literally, like, either say I'm too busy or, because I just, for some reason, like, so I would look at the photo of him on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And as a human being, and I would look at him and it was like a part of me, like I just couldn't work him out.
Yeah. Like, something didn't feel thinking, quite right or something, perhaps? Like,
not that it didn't feel right. It just felt like I just couldn't understand or figure him out. And when I explain what happened, it'll make sense. But it's kind of like, yeah, just for a few weeks, I kind of just resisted it or just kind of put it off because I was like, I don't understand who this person is or kind of why they want to call me or why they have a message for me or something, just like something, some part of me just couldn't contemplate it or something like, and then for the last couple of weeks, I've been going through these weeks of like real intense, like expansion in a way of like being conscious of where I need to expand on a spiritual and soul and personal level before 2017 begins, because I just keep getting all this information from my guides that 2017 is a new 9-year cycle where basically you have to show up in that new cycle at the highest version of yourself. Like, you can't take any of the crap from the last cycle into the new cycle unless you want to learn it all again. So wow. I've had this real like intense focus on, you know, like how can I really make sure I get to that place where I'm bringing the best version of myself to the next year or to the next 9-year cycle. And there was all these certain different things, like just the belief in myself and allowing myself to be completely valued for my gifts. Because I think a lot of the time clairvoyance and things like that, they're almost devalued or
marginalized.
Or like a lot of people expect you to just do what you do for free because it's your gift. Or certain different things. And so I was working on that and I was working on my self-value and belief in myself. And because I feel like I have this huge vision or this huge mission in the world, I realized like I have to believe in myself. I have to take myself to that next level to like impact millions type of thing. And I had to work on my money story. I needed to work on allowing myself to receive the abundance and the resources to create the empire that I want to create and all this kind of stuff. And like a part of me just would keep thinking about that person who messaged me. And I was like, part of me just kept like quietly whispering or saying like, this person has a message for you and it's not from them. It's from like source energy or
right.
like beyond this world type of thing. And right. I kept like doubting it or thinking like, am I just thinking that or, you know, and right, then I right. just thought, okay, why not give it a go? Like this person perhaps could have a really strong message for me that'll be really important at this point in time, because if anything's going to help me develop, then sure, like I'll give it a go type of thing. And I just kind of dropped the resistances and booked a time for him to call me. Mm-hmm. And so I booked him for half an hour call. And this was, yeah, about an hour ago now. Called me at 1 o'clock on the 11th of the 11th, which, mm-hmm. like, to me, 111s and 1111s are, like, huge.
We already talked about that in email, yeah. like, a month ago, actually.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
something that you brought up, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. okay.
Yeah. And so called me at 1 o'clock on the 11th of the 11th.
So it's 11:10 here when we're recording, but in New Zealand, it's already 11:11. Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
just for
yeah,
those
yeah.
for those of you listening, yeah, when we're recording, because someone might hear this like 6 months from now. So yeah, it's 11:10:16 in the States. It's 11:11:16 in New Zealand.
In New Zealand, yep.
All right.
And so he got on the call, and you know, normally with another human being, you get on a call and you start like all the small talk or the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you talk yep. about just general human stuff. Literally, I got on the call, and I just heard his voice, and he just started channeling. Like the most
oh, wow.
intense, most accurate, most like, I can't even put it in a word, like the just the most like mind blowing channeling or message for me that I've ever heard in my entire life. And my
wow.
my whole body just started like shaking, and just I just keep thinking like, I can't believe this, I can't believe this, like. And because when I do channeling myself, my voice changes and it has a certain okay. like tone to it as such. And that mm-hmm. was like what his voice was. It was the same tone.
Wow.
And I was thinking to myself like, oh my God, this is literally a message coming directly from like the energies that I connect with, but through someone
right.
else.
Right.
If that makes sense to you.
Totally.
And yeah, and so, like, because I connect with really kind of, like, galactic energies a lot of the time, and it was, like, that type of energy and voice, and, yeah, just started channeling all this amazing stuff to me and saying everything that I've been focusing on lately. Like, ever since I was 6 years old, I've always had this vision that by the age 25, I would impact mm-hmm. millions. And
right.
I'm 24
now. How old are
now,
you now?
And I'm
okay.
24 now. And so the last few weeks or so, yeah, he didn't know this, but the last few weeks – I've just been thinking to myself, like, okay, I'm 25 next year. Like, 2017 has to be my year. You know, like,
right.
if this is really true, like, this vision that I've had since I was 6 years old of being 25 and impacting millions, like, it's got to happen next year. And
right.
currently I'm impacting, you know, thousands, but not millions. And,
right.
you know, some of mine was going, how's this going to happen or whatever.
I can relate a lot yeah. because that's exactly my whole vision for myself for a long period yeah. of time. And that's exactly where I'm at. I'm impacting, you know, thousands, maybe 5,000 people a day or
yeah.
you know, tuning into this show and growing yeah. all the time. But yeah, I hear you. I feel the same thing.
Yeah. It's kind of like your mind gets in the way and goes, how's this going to happen? Because this is next year, you know. But there was so
yeah, I didn't
so much,
have a 25 you know, cutoff date, luckily. So, but I've always yeah. known it's going to be millions. I just know.
Yeah.
I've said it
yeah.
for 20 years, and I just know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think we're on the exact same wavelength with that. Like, you just know that it's going to be millions.
Right.
And so, yeah, like, my mind lately has been going, okay, I'm 24 now. Like, next year has to be my year. Otherwise, then why have I seen this vision my whole life? And literally, he just got on the call and just said, Jessica, next year, 2017, you are going to impact millions of people and you need to get ready. And I was just like,
wow.
Oh, holy fuck. Like, my whole
wow.
mind was just being blown. And then he's like, but you're scared, aren't you? You're scared. And I was like, I'm like, him saying that to me, saying you're going to impact millions next
yeah.
year, scared the shit out of me. I was like,
yeah.
Holy crap. Like,
that's, right. that's
like,
an intense thing to hear. Yeah.
You know, like, even though it's everything you want, it's scary on some weird level. It's like,
I just went through this. My son just had his my son just had his 18th birthday, and I had him get a reading from someone that was on the show, Colby Psychic Rebel. And that was basically what she told him. She goes, look, within a year, you start acting, you get cast in a lead role, you end up being this big star, this big influence on all young people. I mean, and for him, it was like a mind-blowing day, because literally it heard, and then there was all the synchronicity afterwards and leading up to it. But he had literally just heard, like, okay, get ready, overnight, you're about to be like, this. And so I've just dealt with this with him in the last few weeks. So interesting.
Oh, this is like the perfect way to just talk to someone about this.
Right.
It's so good that you relate. And and that was just one of the things. Like, he was saying so many things. Like, we see everything you're doing. Nothing is unseen. Like, we are so grateful and appreciative for everything that you're doing and all the people that you're currently impacting. But next year, like 2017, this is what you've been waiting for your whole life, and you're going to be impacting millions, and you need to get ready. You need to get ready. You need to get ready. And, like, wow. I was just, blown away, and kept saying all these amazing things that I can't even really, like, remember right now, because I'm still just like frazzled,
kind of shocked
but
by it.
Just say all these things, and I just knew so strongly that it wasn't a human being that I was talking to. Like, just the voice and the energy and the whole experience and what he was saying that no one else would know.
Right.
I just went out and said to him, I was like, you're not a human being, are you? And he just giggled and said no, and I was like, as if he like giggled, like, oh, you've got it now. Like, finally you've understood why I've been wanting to contact you for the last couple of months.
Wow.
And he was saying to me how, like, he's not a human being. He just kind of morphs into a human being, like, from source energy or from his soul's energy or whatever you want to call it, and morphs into a human vessel to pass on these messages.
Wow.
And I was just like, oh my God. And I asked him about three times. I was like, this is really real, isn't it? Like, you're not a human being, are you? And he's like, no. And he just kept giggling at me. Like, he knew that my mind was being blown and thought it was so funny. And then, and just the way he said things and did things was like, not human. Like, I mean, cause he booked him for a 30-minute thing slot in my calendar, and just like, every once in a while, he'd like say, okay, we've got 7 minutes left. Now I need to tell you this. What is your question? Like, we're just kind of, it's almost like there was like a portal of time that he was managing and saying, like, okay, we've got this much left. I need to tell you this. What's your question? Let me answer it. Like, and then he just said, if you tap into your heart every day and say, I'm ready, he's like, I will, because he goes, I'm with you every day. And he said, if you tap into your heart every day and say, I'm ready, I will bring you all of the resources. I will bring you all of the people. I will bring you everything that you need to know. I will bring you just everything that is a piece of the puzzle for this next year. He just said, I will bring it to you, but just tell me every day that you're ready, and I will bring it all to you, and I will make sure that this happens for you. And just out of a shadow of a doubt type of thing, like, just said it as if it was fact. And and I said to him, like, I'm scared. I don't know why I'm scared, but I'm scared. Like, I don't know how I feel about impacting millions next year, even though that's what I've seen for myself my whole life. And he was just like, I know, you need like to take a day and just absorb this, and then we'll talk further. And there's way more I can't even remember right now, but I just remember once it was like 30 minutes on a dot, it was like, okay, like, blessings to you, bye. Like, just.
Wow.
And I was like, I literally just sat there for a second and I was like, holy shit. And then I walked like out of the room and went to see my partner, and I could feel like my face was all red. My body was like shaking, and I just stood there in front of him like, I just had the most intense experience of my whole life, and just started crying. And he thought something was wrong. He's like, are you okay? Are you okay? Okay. And I was like, I can't even tell you. Like, I can't even explain. And then I tried to like put it into words and tried to explain it to him, and the best I could, but it's just one of those things where you it's such a struggle to put it into words when you're so out of your body.
Right.
Like, I'm still really not even in my body right now.
Right.
So shaky and so frazzled. Like, you know how sometimes you just have those experiences and your mind is so blown that your body can't even
function.
I've
had a few.
I couldn't walk before. I felt like such. I was concentrating so hard to walk, and I tried to make myself eat something because I just felt like I needed to, like, ground, or like, and I couldn't, like, using a knife and fork was really hard. Like,
yeah,
it just blew my mind away. And I messaged him and I said, "I'm literally mind blown."
Yeah.
And he just messaged me back. I haven't had a full chance to really read the messages, but he sent back all these messages saying, "Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that we could interact because you're one of the only people that can actually hear me."
Mm-hmm.
And I was
Yeah.
You know, like there's only, like he said, there's only about 20 people that he's ever sent these messages to, or like being able to actually channel to or communicate with them and them actually hear him.
Right.
On a level of actually being ready to, I guess, like, hear from, like, an interdimensional being that's morphed into a human being for a temporary time and then talk to you. And nothing about it was human at all. Like I said, there was no, like, "Hi, how are you?" There was no, like, "Okay, bye, have a good rest of your day." It was just like, "Hello, Jessica, here's, like," and just channeled, like, straight for half an hour.
Wow.
"Let me ask you a couple questions," and then it was just like, "Okay, 30 minutes is up, bye." Like,
wow. Yeah, I've had a few experiences where, you know, one was on someone calling into a radio show that I was listening to in like 2006 and going into all these details of plans that I had. And it was just the most mind blowing experience. The person claimed to be from the future calling into the radio. And it was just wild. I talk about it in detail. And my second podcast, I go into that story. And then another story where maybe 2013. And I felt like, I felt a couple different times over the last couple of years were at festivals where, which are really just containers, these transformational festivals that are really, you know, happening more. They're sort of rampant, especially on the West Coast, you know, here in the US, and just kind of growing and growing. And it's so much spiritual energy and people at a high vibration. And I've had a few interactions with people, or I don't know if they were people, where they did some things that were like, "What just happened?" Like a couple of those sorts of experiences where I felt like I was bumping up against someone that was not fully physical. And then, of course, channeling. Yeah. I had a really powerful experience where someone started channeling, like convulsing and channeling messages to me about, you know, the same sort of thing. You know, everyone that you touch, you're going to transform. You're going to touch so many people, yada, you know, and all these things that I've known forever. But when then all of a sudden in front of you, it starts coming through in some way. And it's like this guy, for example, he was, I mean, the story, I'll share it really briefly. It's like, because it's such a good one. I've shared it before, but I'm inspired to share it because it's so good. So my partner at the time, Anna, she was, for several months, we would get into an altered state using like psychedelics or just a heightened vibration where she would start channeling this song. This, like, it was, there was no lyrics. She's not a singer, but it was this ancient sounding melody and she would sing it for hours.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking to, the type of thing I'm talking
I've
about?
Done that and, before. And she,
And she's like, "I don't know where this is coming from. I just can't stop singing it." So then we go into, we're at Lightning in a Bottle Festival here in California a couple of years ago. And we go into this teepee and we're hanging out and this girl is sitting in there and me and Anna are just sitting talking. It's like a Saturday night, so it's like going wild out there, like 30,000 people, you know. We're just trying to like chill out for a minute in this teepee, all the energy flying. And she's talking to me and she's like, "Yeah, you know, today I went to yoga at, you know, this afternoon, but at the same time there was a workshop on Siberian shamanism and I kind of wish I'd went." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, well, her mom is from Siberia." I'm like, "You're Siberian? Yeah, you should have been there, right?" And so she's like, yeah, well, you know, whatever. So we go to leave and walk around the event some more and some girl's just like staring at us. And she says, I'm so sorry. I've been staring at you guys, you know, this whole time and we didn't even notice, but apparently she had been. And she's like, there's just something about your energy that I'm so drawn to. And, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's so beautiful. And of course, it was this like very flattering, sweet thing she was saying. And we're like, thank you. That's really nice. You know, and we're going to go now. We went about our way. We go to walk out and leave. And all of a sudden we hear singing coming from in the teepee. Well, it's the exact same song Anna had been singing in these altered states for months, right? Oh my God. Maybe three or four times over the last few months. We look at each other like, oh my gosh, that's your song, right? She runs back in. We both run back in. The girl's in full like trance mode with her arms out on her knees singing this song. And it just, and then she starts adding like words to it as well.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, I am your sister. I am your mother. I am your eternal friend. For me, it felt like the energy in the teepee was, there's like eight people in there. Yeah. And it's like unbelievable heightened vibration at this point. And like, you know, the girl finally like snaps out of it. The two start hugging and it's just, you know, very powerful moment. And then all of a sudden, a guy who's just there as a spectator, one of the other people in the teepee, starts convulsing. And he starts convulsing, like, oh my gosh, do we need to call the hospital? You know, like, what's wrong? Yeah. And then he snaps out of it, jumps up and like grabs me by the shoulders, looks me in the eyes and just starts channeling, like, everyone that you touch, you transform. Do not doubt yourself. You win in the end. Do not doubt yourself. You know, he just went into all stuff about who I am and what my mission is. And, you know, he's like, just to be in your presence is such an honor, and would like then kiss my forehead and like go back into convulsions. And then it was like, oh my gosh, it was like being in a sweat lodge or something. It was like fascinating.
Like they're so grateful to be connected to you. And I'm like, no, I am so grateful to be connected to you. Like, you know, like you think you're blown away by them, but they like...
You know, and there was a guy in the teepee, and I go into, there's much more details to the story. And so it's in episode two, if any of you guys want to go hear more details, because I won't take up this whole episode. But one of the things, when we first walked into the teepee, even before the girl, there was a guy in the corner and he was sitting there. And if I had to say like he was like an archetype, it was like the jester, the Joker kind of, you know, there's just something about him. He had like the prison tattoo under his eye, but it was a heart. And he was just in all dark, which kind of black, which was kind of odd for, you know, festivals, typically very costumey and like very, you know, and it's not that he just had a different vibe. And there was something about him. Me and Anna, right before all this went down, we said, what is it with that person over there? Like, there's something up with them. There's something about their energy. Like, we both had, like, our radar was going off. Like, it's not like we go around thinking there's like angelic beings floating around all the time or right in our presence, but we both were kind of tripped out by him. Like, there's something. And then as soon as he left the teepee, like with a smirk on his face, all this went down. Like, it was really like, I mean, it was a fascinating, like I said, that's just like a little part of the story, but it went on like for hours and it was just crazy. But so I definitely feel what you're feeling, and it is such it's so, like you said, so hard to ground yourself afterwards. For me, for days, like, it was just like, oh my gosh, what just happened to me, you know?
Yeah, like I had a couple of readings booked in for the rest of the day, and I just had to message them and say, like, I can't even explain.
You need your time.
Like,
yeah,
I cannot. There's like, I cannot even function to walk, let alone do a reading. Like, my energy has just been like wiped almost, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, when you're just like, it's on an energetic level and you just feel like something just kind of like completely wiped you. And it's like, holy
cool. I mean, what I'm so fortunate it happened right before you're getting jumping on a call with me. Like, obviously it's all divine design, you know. Here I can somehow relate and you can connect with me on it and then share it instantly with the world. Like you know, so what a
amazing.
Cool, I mean, he wasn't kidding. I mean, you're instantly about to reach a bunch more people through the show, right? So it's like, it has begun already. You got 30 minutes till you start reaching more people to get to your millions.
Actually, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Because I just thought, I have to ring my best friend, like, because she's, like, super, you know, like, on level. And everything like that. Yeah. And I knew that she was at work, but I was just messing with her. Like, I was like, I need to call you. I have to call you. Like, please let me call you. And I just told her, and she was like, oh my gosh. She's like, this is so cool. And like, yeah. And the, I think the most like interesting part for me also was like when he was on the call, once I said to him, you're not a human, are you? And he started saying to me, do you know who I am? Like, do you know who I am? Like,
wow.
Trying to get me to recognize him. Like, I said to him, like, I can recognize you, but I can't label you. Like, I can't say who you are, but I like would explain to him why I would recognize
him. It felt very familiar to you, though?
It's like a home dimension, like a home, like someone literally calling you from home. But wow. like from another dimension, and like telling you how well you've done so far and where you're going and what you're ready for. And they're just like, you've been waiting your whole life for this. Please get ready. And I was just like, holy mother. And like the thing is, I'm a clairvoyant. So it's like, it's like, if this was just someone making stuff up or.
Right. You'd feel.
And you know, like I would know, if you know what I mean. Like, I can always feel when someone's either not genuine or that more of their head or their ego's in something. And I was like literally blown away, like just thinking this is literally legitimately 100% not a human being. Like this is coming straight from my home dimension.
Yeah.
Like
what? Yeah, what a trip. I mean, as someone who's already tapping into a lot of things with, you know, channeling yourself and clairvoyance to have it come at you. And that's sort of the way I've approached it. I've had some really fascinating sort of readings or events. Like I said, in 2006 or this thing a few years ago in Lightning in a Bottle, you know, the guy from 2063, saying he's from 2063 with these details that I don't know how he could know about me and my plans. But then, you know, I've also, I sort of made a pact with myself not too long ago, maybe a few years back that, okay, I'm not going to seek out necessarily any sort of experience. I'm, you know, where I'd went a few times over the years to go get a reading or something and disappointed a few times. And I'm like, okay, I've realized that for me, if something, it's going to kind of come to me and I don't need to ever try and force it or whatever. And I'm not saying that goes forever. And that's just my own sort of path at this point. And so the few times when it just comes at you like that, right? It's like, you know, it's something different than you seeking it out or trying to make something happen.
Yeah. Can I tell you another couple experiences that I had?
You know what? You tell as many. I could talk about this all night. So, yes. I mean, and I'm pretty sure the listeners are interested.
And these aren't like as intense, but and I'm just talking about human experiences, like things that have happened in this physical dimension. Like, there's all these other kind of like astral experiences. But in the human experience, one time, this was about 5 years ago, I was at work and. Like probably a year beforehand, I went to like a health expo and did some healing, like held a stall and did some reconnective healing and, you know, did like an hour healing for this one man, like an older man, and never heard from him since. And then, a year later at my work.
You performed healing. You performed some sort of healing on him as energetic healing. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. So that's when we first met. And then I had, you know, so it was just like, you know, I was at an expo, so there was probably like 17 healings that I was doing throughout the day or something, you know. So it was just like one person and didn't particularly remember him as, you know, particularly. And then a year later, I just get this call from him because he obviously had my card and called my number and just said, hi, Jessica, I'm not sure if you would remember me, but I had a healing from you about a year ago at the expo. And I said, oh, yeah, I kind of remember. And he goes, and I said, I just have this really strange calling to like come and meet you and to tell you some things. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. And he said, I live in Airlie Beach, which is about, and that was in Australia, that was about an hour north of where I lived. And he said, but I'm in Mackay today, which is where I was living. And I was like, oh, I live in Mackay. And he's like, oh, are you free at any time today? And I said, well, I'm actually just about to go on my lunch break, like just now. And he goes, "Oh, okay. Uh-huh. I'm just at the like the local theater type of place." And mm-hmm. I said to him, "I work opposite the theater, and I saw this car parked outside the theater, like just directly, like as I looked out my window, this car parked there."
Wow.
And I said, "I was like, are you in?" And describe the car. And he was uh-huh. like, "Yeah." And I was like, "I'm oh, literally wow. looking at you through my window right now." And wow. he was like, "Oh, he was like, wow." And so I said, "Well, I'm going to go on my lunch break right now. So do you want to go for a walk or go have something to eat?" And he said, "Okay." And yeah, like that to me, that was the most amazing point wow. of it. But then we went on to have lunch and he literally just channeled this message to me from my grandpa and like told me wow. all these things that I'm basically doing in my dream state, you know, like basically helping people pass over and all this kind of stuff. And he was just saying, like, if you knew what you were doing in your dream state every night, you would not be able to comprehend it. And like, just told me all these things. But yeah, I think the biggest thing for wow. me was when he called me and didn't even know he was literally parked outside on the road when normally he lives an hour away. And I was literally like, he called me 2 minutes before my lunch break was about to start. Like that synchronicity was like,
yeah,
really quite mind blowing for me. And then he had a message for me. Yeah. And then
wow.
another time, I guess this is similar to the aspect of like angels and things, like literally coming down to the earth and then almost like disappearing again. Mm-hmm. The guy on the phone today, I talked to him about that and he said, yeah, sometimes people literally watch me, like see me vibrate away, like
wow.
disappear. And I was like, holy moly. And wow. yeah, one time in Australia, I had quite a bad car crash. I'm a really terrible driver, just by the way.
Well, let's reframe that statement, because what happens is when you say I am anything, right? I am a really terrible driver. It's like you're re sort of enforcing that. You were a terrible driver. Now you have gotten that out of your system. And so you've got clear roads ahead moving forward, right? Right. Okay. Proceed.
Yeah, I was a really bad driver, particularly that day, because the funny thing is I was driving my car on the motorway and I looked to the side of me and I saw someone like cutting someone off, and I kind of looked and thought, oh, what an asshole. And then I turned back to look in front of me and the car in front of me had stopped because there was a traffic light that I just completely, like, I think it must have previously been on a green light, so I wasn't even bracing or braking it or anything like that. So yeah, I was on the motorway mm-hmm. still going, you know, like 60 to 100 somewhere along there, and just went straight into the back of a stopped car. And
wow.
so my whole car, like the whole front of my car, absolutely was just crushed, and they had like a tiny little scratch on their bumper. I don't know how that worked out, but I had this whole experience where kind of everything just went numb for me. Like I was just like, holy crap, what have I done? And you know, the whole car was filling up with the radiator steam, which I thought was smoke, you know, because you start yeah. worrying, like, is yeah, it yeah. smoke, like is my car about to blow up type of thing. And then I couldn't hear anything because I'd just been whacked in the face with the airbag, and my
yeah.
ears were doing the whole like thing,
ringing,
like,
yeah,
ringing. And so I couldn't see, I couldn't hear, and I was trying not to breathe because I didn't want to breathe in all the smoke or whatever it was. And then I was trying to open my door, but it was a new car that I had, and I didn't know that the lock thing is up on the thing near the window, mm-hmm. but it was actually right. on the handle. So I was like, uh-huh. for some reason the door's automatically locked, and I was struggling to try and get out of the car because I couldn't figure out where the friggin' thing was, and I was all
right,
fixy.
Right.
And then right. I opened the door. So finally I got the lock undone, opened the door, ran out onto the motorway. Luckily there were no like cars immediately right there
because,
you know, it's a motorway. And I just right. kind of like opened the door and ran out onto the motorway, saw the next few cars coming and thought, shit, ran off the side of the highway. And I was just standing on the side of the highway thinking and looking at my car going, oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. Like, what have I just done?
Yeah.
And just kind of freaking out and shaking. And then this guy came in this like electric blue kind of colored car, and I made it like, because I always associate Archangel Michael with a really kind of electric blue kind of color for me, and white as well, but like an electric blue. And so he turned up in this electric blue car and just got out of the car, went into my car, grabbed everything that I was thinking about that I wanted, like, because I was wearing high heels. So I took my high heels off and they were just like sitting on the seat beside me.
Yeah.
In the car. So I was like, oh, I need my shoes. I need my handbag. I need my phone. I need to call someone. Like, you know, I was thinking all these things. And he just came along, parked his car, went into my car, grabbed everything out of it, came over to me, gave me my stuff, and just like held my hands and just said, everything's going to be okay. You're absolutely fine. And then went back to the car, pushed it onto the side of the road, cleared up everything for everyone else in the traffic and everything like that, like just solved all the problems and then just literally disappeared. And I was like,
wow.
I was like, where did that guy go? The guy in the electric blue car, like, where did he go? Like, I just can't recall at any point seeing him leave.
Like
he just disappeared. And I was just thinking to myself, I swear to God, that was like Archangel Michael. Like, you know, I just was thinking to myself, I'm not going to tell anyone that, but I swear to God, you know, someone will be like, you just had a car crash. You're a bit delusional, you know?
yeah, totally.
And he was right. I was absolutely fine. You know, like, because I had to go to hospital and get all the testing and things from the impact and everything. And I was absolutely fine. And like, there's a couple of similar experiences, but not like today.
Yeah, that's really intense when you start getting those sort of, okay, here's what's happening. It's kind of like the guy convulsing and then coming out of it. And even his friends who were there with him were like, that is not him or his personality at all. Yeah. Like, you know, and you could just, with such intensity coming out of him with all the sort of things that he said and so much synchronicity around what he said too. And I had another, okay, so since we're kind of doing story time here, I had a story. Okay, so another one, and this is a little bit shorter, at another, you know, festival, another transformational festival. I have this staff that's actually right above my head right now. And it is it's sort of like, looks like a wizard's staff, sorcerer staff, right? And it has a big amethyst on top of it, purple amethyst that glows and everything. I have it like rigged to glow and very cool looking and fun at these events. And people come up to me all the time and will want to hold it or see it or check it out. And so I've kind of, every time someone comes up to me, I'll say, hey, well, the purpose of this is, crystals are amplifiers of energy. And so the purpose of this staff is for people like you who are admiring it to come up, take it, and use this amplifier to send whatever's in your heart and mind to everyone that's here at this, in the crowd, and know that it will affect them on some level. So now I've had like, you know, hundreds of people do that over the years. And so, you know, I always say all this good energy is put through this crystal. And speaking of my partner earlier, she used to get irritated when I would take it out. She's like, oh, that's like your girlfriend for the night, you know? And then one time she took it from me, and she's like you, she's very sensitive. She's had a lot of interaction with spirit guides and sort of opened up a lot in the last few years, like the story I told earlier. Oh, and by the way, the story earlier, the girl, when she snapped out of her trance, said, I don't know what came over me. I went to a workshop on Siberian shamanism earlier, and I did a ritual to find my twin soul or twin flame. So that's the part I forgot in the story between the two girls singing the same song. And remember, Anna had said she wanted to go to that, you know, prior to everything going down. So that was, anyway, a part of the story I forgot. There's a lot more to that story, but so back to this one. So so someone comes up to me, like always happens, and asks, you know, or says something about the staff, let's see, this person, once again, same kind of thing as the guy in the teepee. There's just something about her that seemed really pure. Like, she was very natural and very, like, she just felt like her presence was really powerful. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. And so she takes it and she's sitting there doing like a meditation with it, kind of thing, right? Yeah. And she's got this smirk on her face the whole time, just same as that other guy, you know? You know, totally two different occasions, but the smirk the whole time. And then she goes, I want to teach you how to do this breathing technique and, you know, whatever with it. And so she, after she's done it, whatever, for like 3 minutes with whatever she's doing with this thing, she hands it to me, and I start doing, close my eyes and start doing what she's showing me, this deep breathing with it. And she's had very little to say, but she showed me this, right? And then I close my eyes for just a few seconds, mm-hmm. and they open them back up, and she's gone. And it was kind of like one of those things, like, hold on, where'd she go? Like, she couldn't have gotten away that quickly. Like, she was, you know what I mean? I'm like looking around. I'm like, okay, I can understand maybe when I close my eyes, she walked off or something. But I only closed them for like 3 seconds, and I'm looking around. She's nowhere, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of like in shock by that, right? For a minute, mm-hmm. I'm like, it just felt, the whole thing had felt weird already, right? And I'm like, oh, did she just vanish? Like, and then all of a sudden, Jessica, there's this something moving under my feet. And I'm like, what's under my feet? And I look down, and this, it's like a person climbing out of the ground is what it feels like. Either that, or they could have been balled up at my feet, right? And I hadn't noticed, okay? That's the only, like, logical kind of thing I can say about this experience, you know? So now, all of a sudden, right after she does this thing that seems ritualistic, she somewhat disappears. I'm kind of shocked. All of a sudden, there's something under my feet. I'm like, what the heck? This thing is in a complete ball. It gets up out of the ball from my feet, stands up. It's a giant bear, a fuzzy bear costume, head to toe. No human body. You can't see anything, but imagine a giant, happy bear costume, right? And this person just, like, literally climbed up out of the earth from my feet, or it felt like he climbed out of the earth. Like I said, maybe he was crawled in real sneakily or something. And he got up, and it's like he shook himself out. Like, you know, he had just been like he's dusting himself off. Like, and then he just starts hopping away, like skipping, like in a real, like, jovial, fun way. It was like, what just happened? Like, did this woman just, like, call this fuzzy, happy bear costumed thing out of the ground? You know, I never saw a human because it was just full costumed. It was just a riot. It was so cool. It was the, like, it was really, really fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
you know what? The amazing thing about, like, having these experiences is that when you hear other people's experiences, mm-hmm. you're like, that's legit. Like, that does happen.
I'm not crazy. You know? It's not. Yeah. It's like there's some confirmation. You know, I'm not the only weirdo that these crazy things happen to.
Because I've heard stories previously of, like, angels coming to the earth and, like, morphing into, like, a human being and then disappearing and all these kind of things.
Yeah.
And I've always, like, believed it, in the fact that I believe in these magical kind of mystical things that most people don't.
But right.
I don't think I've ever had, like, conviction prior to today, if you know what I mean.
It's sure. Like, there's always that some level of doubt. That, right.
Yeah, it's like you would, if you heard someone else's story, it's like I would say, like, I believe you. But after today, it's like, on a whole level, like, it's like, yeah, that actually happens. Like, this actually physically happens in this world for real. You know?
Yeah, and I think it's happening even more so as we sort of collectively ascend vibrationally, right? The veil. Mm. I mean, you would probably be able to speak to this as well as anyone. I'm sure you would agree, right? That there is sort of an ascension that's happening collectively, and the veil is thinning, and more, you know, magic is able to come through, and sort of, like, I've heard it said that our dimension is merging with sort of the next. So, you know, that's part of the, you know, of the ascension process. So, of course, as that starts to happen, more and more things can come through from that side, more it kind of bleeds over, your manifestation gets more like it would be when you're on that other side, you start creating magical experiences where, you know, I've heard it, one of my favorite books is a channeled book called Oneness, I've referenced many times on the show by Rasha. And she talks about this exact thing, like, as we sort of ascend, I always say it's like the handbook for ascension. It's like you're going to, as you journey on, as you kind of ascend vibrationally, it gets more and more dreamlike and more like the other side. And I'm not sure if it's in that book or elsewhere that I heard it's like, and oftentimes a stopping off point in that sort of awakening process that people like you and I and those listening are going through is, of course, you realize there's all infinite realities and you can go to a version of reality where you play a role, where you touch millions of people, right? And so fame is almost like a sort of a stopping off point in ascension. And then, you know, I can't remember where I heard this or read this years ago, like I said, that book or somewhere else, and it always stuck with me. It's like fame is a very common stop off point, but then you sort of keep going past that. It's like, you know, and so that feels true to me. That sounds true. I know I'm going to a version of reality where I touch millions of lives. I've known it. I know it, just like you know it. It's like, and it's like there's no shortage of these versions of reality because, and it's something that actually you talk about that I'm really interested in, which is quantum leaping, right? The ability to sort of go between these alternate versions of self. And so I feel like, okay, well, even if there's infinite versions of reality, there's one where this character, this avatar, you know, Brandon Beecham can play this significant role helping to wake up the planet and other sleeping parts of himself and this version of Jessica, you know, and sure, there's all kinds of other versions that do lesser, you know, I mean, I don't know if lesser is the right word, different, right? You want to experience the greatest and grandest version of self, the one that's the most rewarding. And it's grandiose, right? Because source is grandiose and it plays out every possibility. That's my perspective.
Yeah, definitely. I love quantum leaping so much because it's such like a powerful experience to have and a powerful manifesting process to have. Like my guides taught it
to me. Maybe you can explain it.
So one of my guides, she is, her name is Alicia, and she is very much from that same dimension that this person who talked to me today, or this energy that talked to me today, very much from my home dimension, which is very much all about like the leading edge of consciousness in terms of tapping into like those kind of higher dimensions where you're still in the physical form. And basically she taught me quantum leaping to utilize it in my own life. And then now to teach it, I'm in the process of creating it into an online course. And so quantum leaping is basically where you can actually realize that you have parallel versions of yourself within your higher consciousness or within you. And everything that you desire to be, whether it be that you desire to be an author, you desire to be a multimillionaire, whether you desire to be, you know, a mother, whatever it may be.
A clairvoyant.
Whatever you desire to be, you have parallel versions of yourself within yourself that are already that, you know, that you already have a parallel version of yourself that is an author.
Source has played out. Whatever you can dream up, source has already been there, done that, played out in eternity because like, now is, already, you know,
there's already a parallel version of you that is already there within you that is ready to be birthed into this physical world or manifested into this physical world if you are able to quantum leap into and align with that version of yourself. And what I mean by that is, you know, say like for me, the parallel version of myself being an author, that's already within me. I can feel it within me. I'm not an author yet physically in this world, but I can feel that it's already within me to be an author, right? And so the process of quantum leaping is to recognize that that parallel reality or parallel version of myself at the basis of it is a state of consciousness. So a certain kind of collection or a certain set of thoughts and beliefs and perceptions and patterns and things like that, because our consciousness creates our reality, right? So that parallel version has a certain state of consciousness, a certain energy, a certain frequency, a certain vibration. That if you can quantum leap into that version of yourself enough so that you can align with the thoughts, the beliefs, the perceptions, the patterns, the energy, the frequency, vibration, you can literally quantum leap into that being birthed into, you know, your embodiment and therefore into your reality. And you can bring that author version of yourself into who you are here in this physical world. And the quantum leaping process shows you how to do that, like how you go there and visit that parallel version of yourself, how you gain guidance from that parallel version of yourself, and how you, it's almost like I take people on this journey to go there and to almost like create a report of what are the thoughts, what are the feelings, what are the perceptions, what are the beliefs, what are the patterns, how does it feel, what's the energy, what's the frequency, what's the vibration. And then they come back, and because earlier on I get them to kind of do like a little kind of report of their current state of consciousness, and then they bring back their report of the parallel version of themselves, and they look at them side by side and realize, okay, this is how I get from here to there. I have to make sure that whatever's in my current state of consciousness that's either a limitation or a fear that doesn't exist in the parallel reality, I have to get rid of that. I have to somehow heal, shift, remove, release those limitations or those fears, because they don't exist in the parallel version of myself that is an author, you know?
Right.
What is it that is within my author self or my parallel version of myself that's not currently in my current state of consciousness? Like, there may be beliefs and certain thoughts and certain like perceptions within the author version of myself that I'm not yet embodying. So I need to start bringing it into my current state of consciousness. I need to start embodying that feeling, that I need to invite that energy, that frequency, that vibration into my now. And by doing so, by bringing those thoughts, those beliefs, those perceptions, those energy, frequency, vibrations into your now, you literally like birth that version of yourself into the physical world and manifest the reality of it to try and explain it. Because normally that, like, I normally do that in a workshop, which is like 5 hours to really kind of explain it. So that's the best way I could kind of talk about it as to what a quantum leap in is. Yeah. It's like based in quantum physics. So you're taking a quantum leap into a different kind of makeup or a different state of consciousness that then yields you a different reality.
Yeah.
But through visiting parallel versions of yourself.
I always say that our life plays out at the corner where free will meets destiny. So it's all already happened. So there's that's the destiny piece that people feel like, I've known I'm going to do this. You've known you're going to do that. But then there's the free will piece, right? So there's infinite versions within. So it's like the first time I ever had a reading, I was like 21 years old. She said, I see you in a cold place like Chicago in business. My jaw hit the floor. I was planning to move to Chicago and work in business. And you know, this is like 10 hours away from Chicago, so it was not anywhere near there. And then she said, but are you involved in music? There's this whole other path in California. And sure enough, a year later, but you know, because of circumstances, not because of her, I formed a band and my band moved to California. And so what was she seeing? The potentials of this character, right? They're both true. Mm-hmm. They both play out. So based off where I was energetically at the time sitting in front of her, those were the most likely versions that would sort of, that I was choosing. It's like Neo in the Matrix, that one scene where he goes and he sees all the versions of himself where he did different things. That's based off of a real sort of phenomenon. Mm-hmm. So you're literally shifting your dimension with your vibration, with your energy, with your beliefs, what you're tapping into seamlessly. Yeah. But it's such a smooth transition. You can step from one to the next and you don't know the difference. It's just, you know, it's this seamless choose your own adventure kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the first... I'm sorry, say again.
I was just going to say, I love the way you put that, because so many people will ask me from the readings, you know, is everything predestined or do we really have free will? And that's always the way I explain it. It's like, I can tap into your parallel realities or what you're currently creating or projecting forward. But if you don't like that, you can change it. Like, you're still have the free will. You're still the creator.
Right. Source plays out everything you can think of and then some. So you have all these, it's your choose your own adventure. The first time I heard quantum leaping about it a few years ago, I met a girl who was telling me all about it, and she said she was just started practicing it, and she got pulled over. She got pulled over by a cop, and the cop was, you know, I guess she was sort of arguing with the cop, and he was really like being like aggressive with her, and she was like, oh man, I think I'm about to get arrested or something. It was like a very, you know, sort of tense interaction. He went back to his car to rate the ticket or whatever, and she started focusing on quantum leaping in that moment. She said she started calling in the version of herself that's a sovereign soul. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this statement. Mm-hmm. Sovereign soul is someone who they're not bound to the laws of the land, because they're not, you know, I guess when we get a birth certificate, we're sort of like owned by the government here in the States. And there's this whole thing on sovereignty. Mm-hmm. And she was tapping into the idea that of the version of herself that was sovereign, who the laws don't apply because she's, you know, they don't apply. She's sovereign. Mm-hmm. And she said, as she sat there and just meditated on it and drummed up the vibration of that part, that version of herself, she said, all of a sudden, this cop who was very close to arresting her went to write her multiple tickets. All of a sudden, he just started up his car and drove off. And she was like, I think that just worked. So that's the first time I heard of it. And since we're story time day here, I thought that was a cool story to share.
Oh my God, that's so good. That's so good. Yeah, I definitely use quantum leaping, like, whenever, especially just for little things too. Like, even whenever I get nervous, say, like, if I'm about to run a workshop and, you know, I've got like 20 something people sitting in a room waiting for me to come in and teach them something, you know, you get those little nerves coming up or whatever it may be. Like, it's like I call in that version of myself that is like the Leo, because I'm a Leo, you know.
And
I
call kind of, what is your birthday?
The 17th of August.
17th of August. Okay. I'm a Leo as well. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of, that's one of the stories I share. I have a lot of synchronicity around my birthday, which is July 28th. But I attract my last two partners are Leo. Both my parents are Leo. So it's like Leo's like my co-host on the show, previous co-host Leo. It's like so many Leos in my world. So.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, like sometimes I'm just like, I am a Leo. Like just bring in that version of myself that's the Leo. And I kind of walk in the room or like start talking from that space. And I feel so confident. You know, at school, public speaking and stuff was like, oh my God, make me throw up. You know, like the worst thing that I could really even think of at school was you know, speaking and speeches and stuff. I was like, oh my God, just so scared. But yeah, as soon as I'd learned to
A lot of people that are meant to do a lot of speaking, I think, go through that. It seems like a kind of a common theme. Like I interviewed Amy Cuddy many months back, and she went through a lot of that. And her whole thing is on body language and sort of how to drum up how you can actually do things with your physical body to actually change your state. Right. Tony Robbins talks a lot about this as well. And, you know, she went on from being so petrified to speak to now, I think at least at the time of the interview, she had the second biggest TED talk of all time, you know, so like 25 million people or something had watched this talk, and it's all about this and how to. So it might be someone good for you to check out actually, too, as someone who's going to continue to speak in front of a lot of people. And obviously that's going to grow quickly. So we've got the inside scoop here, folks. A lot of inside scoops lately. A lot of inside scoops. Yeah. Like I said, you know, with this Colby Psychic Rebel who I interviewed a few, a month and a half ago, she gave me a lot of, you know, some insight into my plans as well on that show, and just like talked about things that I know were going to happen that I had planned with where this show goes, turning it into like a television production or video production, and, you know, coming through with details about that. And so it seems like there's been so much of that. Like even in the last few months, I've just, not really seeking it out, just happened to have interviewed like multiple mediums, multiple channelers, you know, there's been so many of like people with your gift, like bubbling up in my world. It's just it's probably because I'm so fascinated by it all. It's all so magical, you know?
Oh my God. Amazing. This has just made my day extra special.
Oh, yay. So I'm so awesome glad I got to I'm so glad I got to share it with you. And, you know, I feel like I could talk to you forever, but my guess is you probably want to go ground for a little bit and sort of kind of take in everything. One thing that I would like to ask you about, though, before I let you off the hook, you know, with your channeling process, you said you tap into a lot of galactic energies. Like, so when you say galactic energies, you mean like extraterrestrial type energies?
I call them Pleiadians, if you've heard of the Pleiadians before.
I have, actually.
Starseed energies. So, extraterrestrial, you know, because they're not of this earth. They definitely just have like a real strong, like angels have more of like a really kind of like soft, gentle, like very healing, guiding kind of energy to them. But the star seeds and galactic kind of Pleiadians and whatnot, they have a very like strong, direct, like enlightening, cutting through all the crap type of energy about them. Like they're just straight to the point, and they call upon you to take about to really like reach your highest potentials. But it's almost like they in a healthy way or in a good way, they kind of have no kind of like consideration for the human
condition.
You know, like your condition or runaround stuff. They're like,
yeah,
they're just kind of like, let's cut through that crap and just, this is what you're here for. Like, these are the potentials. This is what you need to do to tap into, you know, whatever it may be. Like, they're very direct like that. And so it's kind of like they don't have a lot of compassion for what's happening for you on a human level, but in a good way, because they're helping you to just kind of like cut the crap and just tap back into that source of your higher self that knows kind of like see things in a very clear way without getting distorted or kind of distracted by the human experience. So I think the Pleiadians have like a really amazing way to help you remember that you literally are like your soul's consciousness here in a human vessel, and that you're not meant to be kind of constructed by or you know, held back by some of the human conditioning. So, yeah, they're really,
you're
really
meant to be, you're meant to transcend it, essentially.
Yeah. They're kind of like, you know, no time for you know, wallowing about in the human experience. Like, let's get to your potential type of thing.
Right.
They're really strong and direct in that way.
So what is the process like for you when you connect? Like, how often is that? You know what I mean? Like, are you just like, okay, I'm going to go talk to some Pleiadians now and go in your room and close the door? Or like, how often, what's the process like?
So I do my meditation every morning, and each time I do my meditation, I go through all the chakras and connect with all the energies that I connect with. And sometimes when I get to my throat chakra through the meditation, they'll just start talking, basically.
Wow.
I'll just feel the energy in my throat chakra start to kind of build up. And I'm like, okay, they're going to say something. And then I just kind of say, you know, go ahead type of thing, you know, energetically. You know, I just kind of you know, just let them know that I'm cool, you know, go ahead. And then they'll just start talking through me verbally, mainly like just within my meditations. They'll be talking to me mainly, or they'll be talking to me about what I need to share, whether it be on social media or, you know, whatever, what kind of message they want to start getting out to the world today or whatever it is. Or I'll do workshops, or I do like an online membership where I do a channeling every kind of couple of weeks in between trainings and little Q&A kind of spiritual sessions and things like that. So I'll ask them to, when it is time, I'll say, okay, let's do a channeling this week for the VIP members and channel upon whatever it is that they need to hear this week. Or at this point in time, and they'll just start channeling. I don't know what they're going to talk about, but they'll just start channeling into like a recorder thing that I have. They'll just start channeling the messages that they have for the people in my membership. And I never know how long they're going to be. I never know exactly what they're going to talk about. I just kind of let them take over. And sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 20. I don't know. And it's just like it's like an intense energy that's just running through your body and talking through you, and you sound different. Like, my voice sounds so different. Like,
really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm different. So curious to hear now, because you have like this, such of course, the amazing accent, but then such a soft, sweet voice. So now I'm picturing like this, hello, I come from the Pleiades.
it's like, yeah, my voice is normally very, very like girly or quiet and, you know, soft-spoken and bubbly. And then when I channel, it's just very like, it's almost like an alien type of, it's not like, rah, rah, rah. It's almost just like a clear, like almost like a frequency sound or like an alien type of what you would imagine that aliens is like.
Really? I want to hear where, is there somewhere I can hear this on? I mean, can you go meditate right now? And yeah, send me one. I want to hear. I definitely want to hear.
Yeah, I'll send you a channeling, but yeah, it's, it just sounds different. And I remember I did it for the first time in a workshop because I was doing workshops every week. And one time I just thought to myself, I'm going to do a workshop where I'm going to channel to this group because I know these people pretty well now and, like, you know, I feel comfortable with them. So I sat down and I said, okay, I'm going to do a channeling now. If everyone can just kind of, like, just sit, relax, close your eyes and tune in and I'll channel. And I did the channeling, you know, kind of came back to and opened my eyes and I looked up and one lady in particular, but most of them were all just sitting there staring at me, like, but one lady in particular just had her mouth open and goes, that freaked me out, like she was like, he was just like, I did not expect that to come out of you at all. And I was just like, oh. I think like it was more intense when I started because it was like my body was getting used to it, my vocal kind of, you know, like my voice box and everything was getting used to it. And now I think it's more kind of like, I feel like it's created like a resonance with my body and my voice and everything like that. Yeah. But at first it was like totally alien. And people were just like, what did you just do? Like,
did you just, they're like waiting for the alien to crawl out of your chest or stomach. Yeah. Like,
and it's like the most hilarious thing is when sometimes I try to make the sound or try to talk like what it sounds like when I channel and like it's so hilarious because I cannot do it. I cannot even make that kind of voice or
you
sound.
Can't imitate it when you're in a normal waking state.
I can't. Wow. And it's hilarious. It like what me trying trim. Just sounds like I sound like a zoo animal or something trying to imitate it, and it's almost like me trying to like prove to myself like, okay, yeah, like it's really not me that talks when I do the channeling because I can't even imitate the sound, you know, let alone fake it, if you know what I mean. It's a good thing. It confirms me that it's literally something else talking through my body. It's such an interesting experience. And I remember when I first started, like I'd just practice channeling to my mum and I'd wake up in the morning, channel to her for like 2 minutes and then have to go back to sleep.
Wow.
I was like so knocked out.
You're just like, you're adjusting to the process, huh?
Adjusting to the vibration. Yeah. It was just
a trip.
Like it just goes through your whole body, like takes over almost. Yeah. So it's like,
is all your family, your mom and your partner and everyone in your world sort of supportive of, you know, everything that you're doing?
Yeah, so, like, my mum's super interested. She just, like absorbs everything that I do and teach because she's, like, my number one fan. So cute. Aww. And my dad is, like, he's seen spirits before, like, seen them, like, physically with his own eyes, but he's still just, like, a real kind of, like, happy-go-lucky, like, just chilled-out person where he's not, like, he's not super into it. He's not super bothered by it.
Not super caught up on it,
He's just, like, it's interesting, like... whatever. My partner, when I met him, like this was nothing that he would have ever been kind of like, you know, he was just like a normal dude. Since we've been together, like when he's like either seen me do readings or seen certain things happen and I've told him things, he's like, like how does that work? And he asked like a million questions, which is quite fun for me. And he's like one of my biggest supports because he, like, I could tell him everything that I experienced and stuff like that. And, like, today, I just ran straight to him, and I was like, I can't even tell you what I just experienced and stuff. And he'll, like, try to understand, but he doesn't always, like, get it. Like, when I was trying to explain to him, I could just see he was like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Struggling a little bit with it.
So, like, something came through a person that didn't really exist and talked to you. I know it sounds weird, like it sounds crazy to most people, but like I swear to you, like I swear to God, it was not a human being. And he's like, I believe you, I just I kind of can't understand completely. And yeah, so interesting.
Yeah, it is. I read a story not too long ago, and I tried to save it because I wanted to contact the person, and I hope I didn't lose it. I was looking for it the other day, and it was a story of a woman who says she started, you know, opening up to, you know, a lot of this sort of stuff, and did some sort of a ritualistic practice one night with a group of friends, and, you know, group meditation and some sort of, you know, I forget the details of what they were doing, but she went into this altered state, left her body. And so supposedly, here's what she claims, which I thought was a fascinating concept. She left her body. She was, you know, 30 years old, whatever. She had a soul contract with this other soul where she had a walk-in, essentially. So she left and never came back. And another soul is now in her body who says, I am just here in the last couple of years on this night at this time when this happened. The original person in this body is gone, and we had a deal to do this, and here's my story, and here's what, you know, what I've got to teach and what I'm about. And like, it was like, what? Whoa, I got to get you on the show. What a trip. Have you ever heard of anything like this?
Yeah, there's a movie by Hay House called The Walk-In. And
Really? Okay. Kind of movie. See, I'm not even familiar with that. I'm definitely want to go check that out. Is it a movie that's like a fictional sort of account, or is it more documentary style, or?
I think it's like more of a fictional type of account. Like, I think it could definitely go a lot deeper and like explain it more, but it's essentially just like a story about a guy and his life. And then, I watched it ages ago, but essentially he gets to a point where like there's a walk-in, and then as his life continues, I think it's like his family don't recognize him anymore, or like he's just a totally different person. And it's kind of showing the example of like a walk-in as such. So yeah, I remember when I was seeing it at the time, because I hadn't heard of that beforehand, I was like,
what
makes
concept.
Me wonder. Yeah, it makes me wonder about like things like schizophrenia or dementia and stuff like that, you know? It makes you think like, so what's really going on there?
Have these people open themselves up, you know, to allow some other entity to, you know, that's what you've heard about for a long time, possession or, you know, and I used to kind of give not a lot of credence to that idea, but I sort of give them more open to the concept. You know, because there's something even in my and I've shared on the show before with my child's mother. It's like this. She's definitely like a switch flipped maybe 5 years ago, where it's like this other. I don't know. It's like her perspective is really wild. It's very like, I am the goddess of all things, but in this narcissistic, very dark, you know, like almost, I don't know. It's like it's a very bizarre kind of thing. And it happened when she started drinking a lot, you know, they call them spirits, right? Like, I don't know. But
yeah, it's kind of like, say for example, if the walk-in is like two souls that have agreed to share, you know, like almost like a split of a human body life. It's almost like, well, maybe perhaps like schizophrenia is like two souls that have decided to live in one human body, like kind of on and off, on and off. Like, I don't know.
But
it makes you think, hey. It does.
It definitely makes you think. I mean, who knows? I think we'll get more and more insight. I think we'll get more and more insight into these things. And I'm open to, you know, I often will say on the show, hey, I can't say anything for sure. You know, I can't say for sure almost anything, you know, but I'm so open to all the ideas, because, you know, to claim ever like, oh, no, this is the way it is, or this is the way it isn't. We've established this. It's like we're like children, like barely figuring anything out. And we're like babes in the woods, you know, spiritually. Be honest, as a society, we're adolescent, and I think there will be a lot of growth and a lot more comprehension into the mystery that is this wild ride called life.
I mean, I remember I heard this quote, I think it was by Einstein or someone quite significant, and they said, like, if there's ever a man that claims to have the theory of everything, this man is the greatest fool.
Yeah, you know,
Like, right. No one is ever going to have the right. theory of everything. Like, right, it's right. just not going to happen.
Right,
you know, like,
right,
if you think
right.
you know everything, you're a
Or the law. Maybe I would correct that and say the law of everything, right? So
yeah,
you can, I think, theorize, like, hey, I feel or think based off of my experience, this seems true or sounds true or feels true, or my experiences show me this. But at the end of the day, I can't say 110%. Whereas if the law of everything would be like, because it's really actually, it's really kind of ironic and funny and synchronistic that you say that, because speaking of writing, that's one of the things that Colby had said to me, you know, you're going to write and you sort of string all your ideas together. And one of the book that I'm planning, there's actually two, one that's already kind of written that I put on hold because I really want to release this other one. And it's so funny that you say that, because I'm kind of debating about the title of it. And the concept of it is like a wake up guide for those ready to remember, you know, like RE-member, right? It's like, and it's just my sort of all the things I picked up over the years that if I were, I'll call it the talk. And that's one of my ideas for the title is the talk. It's like, if I ever feel inspired, especially prior to this podcast where I didn't have an outlet, I'd meet people and I'd be like, I feel very inspired to have the talk with them. And I'll spend 30 minutes giving them my whole breakdown on reality, the ultimate nature of reality, who we are, why we're here, you know, how, where free will meets destiny, all the things, you know, like quantum physics. And I just have like all the things that I've sort of picked up over the years and have rolled into my little kind of pitch of what's going on. But at the end of the day, it's my talk, and it's sort of, you know, it's funny because the other idea for the title is the theory of everything. And it is my, but it's a theory, right? So I'm the most foolish man in the world. It's a theory, not a law. So, but it's so funny that you say that. So now that I've kind of put that out there, maybe I can get feedback from listeners. Is the talk, you know, a wake up call for those ready to remember, or the theory of everything? What makes, you know, what makes the most sense? What do people like, or what resonates the most? I'd love to hear feedback, because those are the two titles for this, this book concept that I have, you know. And I just want to make it really short and kind of one of these things that you know, okay, now, you know, pass it along to someone else, like who you think is ready for it. And it's just, you know, and what's great about it, Jessica, is anyone who resonates with the vibration, the way I bring the information, will find it, right? Whether that's five people, 5,000 like it is now, whether it's 5 million, it's sort of like my flavor of bringing it. And I have soul contracts with certain beings where they're like soul family, and they're going to resonate very closely with my method of delivery. Then there's the people who, and there can be crossover, that are going to resonate with your way of delivery and your way of sort of reaching them and touching them and helping to wake them up. And so it's just a fascinating, version of reality that we've stepped in, where we have the opportunity to serve and to live our highest purpose. And the greatest message, of course, of all is that everyone listening has the exact same opportunity. Like, you're no better. Yeah. I'm no better than anyone listening. We all have infinite potential. It's just a matter of quantum leaping into it, right? Get quantum leap into the greatest and grandest version of yourself, because it is grand. It is magnificent. There's enough room. There's enough room for greatness for all of us. And when you start talking about infinite versions of reality, right?
Like, the world was made for us all to be great. Like, the world wants us and expects us to all be the greatest versions of ourselves.
I would even say it like, sorry, go ahead.
I was kind of like, the people, you know, I guess, like, if you were to say those who aren't living the greatest version of themselves are taking up more room, they're taking up more space, because it's not doing anything. It's not kind of contributing anything to the world to expand it and to ascend it. Do you know what I mean by that? It's like, of course there's room for us all to be great, because, you know, it all kind of it puts all the pieces of the puzzles together.
You know what really kind of trips me out in a way, when I from my theory, right, on how it's working, is literally I am the center, you know, source, God of, you know, divine being of my own private world, my own universe, because it is, from my perspective, it's all happening through me, right? And so everyone and everything in it is a reflection. I'm talking literally to a reflection of self. You know, so it's like, it's the vantage point So it's my own private universe right here. This, so I'm, I, you know, so for me to have my own world where it all sort of props, kind of like the Truman Show, all made for me, I believe that's happening. That's like sort of what's happening to all of us. I'm just a prop in your movie. I'm a reflection of the vibration that you are. And here we are connecting in this way, but it's really just an extension of the one you, right? And so it's like, you're in your own private world. I know it appears all these props and all these things happening that seem external. They're not. They're vibrational reflections of you. And so as you ascend into the greatest and grandest version, it's, you're kind of, in a sense, you're by yourself. And I think that's part of the lesson we all have to get comfortable with. That's why self-love is so important, because this is the same lesson that Source has to learn, because Source is ultimately alone. And it has to learn to love itself, because there is no other, right? When you put all the pieces back in the box, right? And that's why it's so important. So you are literally here alone in your own private movie, and everything is a reflection. And, you know, in one sense, that's, it kind of is a little frightening on one level and a little bit, but at the same time, it's like when you learn to love yourself, it's like, this is beautiful. I'm doing this all for me, you know? It's like, it's,
yeah.
So Jessica, I was so tired coming into this, and you just like got me so amped up with this story. What have you done? Like,
help me to wake back up, or like, you know, give some energy after you're gonna the experience.
You're gonna crash after this.
I don't know if I can do it. Yeah, I'm probably gonna crash after. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I probably will too.
It's been so good to connect with you and to talk about this. Oh,
likewise. We've been, you know, it's been several months in the works, and even a few times rescheduling, and it happened in divine timing, right as it should, for us to bring through the message and timing on, you know, 11-11 where you're at, almost 11-11 here. What a magical episode.
Absolutely synchronistic. Amazing. Love it.
Well, best podcast Jessica,
ever so far.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a feeling you're going to be on a lot of them. So it's just warm ups for you.
Thank you so much. Now, it's been amazing.
Yeah, thank you, Jessica. Now, what is the best way for people who want to follow your work and maybe even connect with you and get a reading, or come to a workshop or any of those things? What's the best way to find you?
So it's all online now. So it's all at www.jessicareedonline.com, which is R-E-I-D.
Got it.
And basically everything's on there, whether you want to be a part of the membership and receive the channelings and the teachings, or I do the soul consciousness readings, which is where I can connect with you one-to-one and use my gifts and channel to connect with you upon what is that you're needing guidance upon. Or there's also, I do mentorships for people that have gifts that want to kind of be empowered to share them with the world, to have, you know, like a business that gives you freedom and you can impact, you know, millions, and really kind of just to pass on basically what I can give them from my gifts in terms of insight for them, and also from what I have experienced as to building an online business and you know, really sharing your purpose with the world. So yeah, and there's also going to be the Quantum Leaping online course up in my shop very soon, which is really exciting. Cool.
I want to check that out.
So excited to share that, definitely. But yeah, I'm so excited. Lots of people to connect with. I love connecting with new people and soul sisters all over the world. So exciting time.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I will leave you with the last question that I always leave people with. Mm-hmm. In 60 seconds or less, what is the meaning of life according to Jessica Reed?
Well, when I get asked that, a lot of the time my favorite thing is to quote Wayne Dyer on one of his quotes that I love is, "Don't die with your song still in you." So I feel like the meaning of life is to come here and to sing your song and to leave or transcend from this earth knowing that you sung your song, that you shared your purpose, you shared your light, and you lived it to its fullest potential and enjoyed the ride. Even though it can be a roller coaster ride, it can be an absolute amazing ride. And like you were saying, like, create your own reality, live your purpose, live your fullest potentials, and just have fun and, you know, you know, yeah, live the ride and enjoy it and don't die with your song still on you. Yeah.
Beautiful. I love that. I love that quote so much. It is. It definitely resonates very closely. And so everything that you say resonates closely, Jessica. I look forward to following your imminent success. Well, it's already here. That's a beautiful thing. Like you, it is now, right? We are all successful just to be here, to be tuning in like we are and tapping into this vibration. We're all raging successes. Yeah. So congratulations to you. Congratulations to everyone listening. I love you all. And until next time, thank you all for tuning in.
If you have enjoyed this positive download from our hearts and minds to yours, please take a minute, give us a rating or review on iTunes. Since iTunes is the holy grail of all things podcasting, your good reviews help us to reach more listeners. Also, we would be extremely appreciative if you would tell your friends and family about the show. Our sincere intent with the Positive Head podcast is to spread positivity to the world because, well, because we're selfish, quite honestly. I say that jokingly, but really only halfway joking. I'm referring to the good kind of selfish based on the knowing that we all get what we give in this life, because when we give, we're actually always giving to extensions of self, since we're all really one in the same consciousness, just in different bodies. So if you want to be a good selfish along with us by helping to spread the positivity, by all means, please proceed to shout about the Positive Head podcast from your rooftop. Otherwise, as you continue on your fabulous journey in this 3D reality, be sure to remember this. As long as you ain't dead, you're already positive ahead. Journey well, everyone, and thank you for being.